This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Call it the House of Horrors, call it the Gosnell Women's Medical Society or West Philadelphia's Lancaster Avenue Abortion Clinic. Whatever you call it, the things that happened there were gruesome and were not confined to the work of Kermit Gosnell alone. Pearl Gosnell's foster sister was paid low wages in cash to do much of the dirty work at the Gosnell Clinic. She admitted to alcohol abuse and indicated her work with Gosnell contributed to that abuse. At sentencing Tuesday, Elizabeth Hampton was praised by the judge for her forthright testimony against Gosnell and received probation. While one Maryland police investigation was dropped over the weekend, news that Leroy Carhart had been cleared of charges in the death of Jennifer Morbelli was premature. The Maryland Office of Healthcare Quality and the Board of Physicians are still investigating Carhart and his clinic. This is Life News Radio. When you think abortion is a horrible experience, that's pro-life. If you are saddened that women and their babies are abandoned to the concerns of others, that's pro-life. If a fetus is a little child with its own identity, its own personality, not merely a blob of cells, that's pro-life. When someone asks you if you are pro-choice or pro-life, remember the choice is not merely about choice. It's about a baby, a person. Remember to tell others you are pro-life. In other news, a baby apparently abandoned, some say it was likely out of fear of China's one-child policy, has been reunited with its mother after firefighters responded to neighbors' reports of a baby crying. And the U.S. Supreme Court will let stand a lower court ruling that prevents the state of Indiana from revoking Planned Parenthood funding. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.